It's time to get real with Mike Murphy. Take off the blinders and wake up to what is going on in the world. Mike is sharing unfiltered truth so you, the listener, can make your own decisions and cut through the noise of what mainstream media is saying. Mike is bringing you real news, real problems, real solutions, and real hope. Question everything. Open your mind, own your power, and get real now with Mike Murphy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Get Real News Hour. And I'm your host, Mike Murphy. We have the wonderful Olivia up in Seattle producing the show today. I'm down here in Palm Springs, and we welcome you from wherever you are in the world. Hopefully you're watching live. And if not, hopefully you're catching us archived at Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page or at Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube channel. And we'd love it if you like us to share what we're doing here and hit subscribe, hit like, all that stuff. We're trying to blow this up and grow it. And we put a lot of time, work, effort into this every day to kind of try to bring you the real news with a fresh perspective, hopefully. And we are searching for solutions, but they seem to be far and few between right now. But we're going to keep trying and hopefully give you some good knowledge, some good information that will help you create a better life for you and your family. So we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 5 p.m. Pacific. We're on for an hour. And like I said, we archive all the shows at Mike Murphy Unfiltered YouTube channel. And we're glad you're here. We had a great show yesterday. We've got an enormous amount of feedback. I did a deep dive into the Vaxxed vaccination documentaries, Vaxxed 1 and Vaxxed 2, I guess you would call them. And boy, I watched both of them yesterday, 3 hours of this, took scrupulous notes, probably watched them 1.5 times. And it just blew my mind. It really made me angry, made me sad. And then I went on the air and I shared with you what I learned. So if you didn't see it, I encourage you to check it out, especially if you have small children or grandchildren or anything like that. These vaccinations can be very, very serious. And the takeaway, the bottom line of it all, is that all the parents that got their children vaccinated regretted it, that had injuries. And all the parents that didn't have their children vaccinated don't have any regrets, and their children are very healthy and doing extremely well. So I encourage you to check out those documentaries. I got mine on Google Play. They're only a couple dollars to watch them, and it's very powerful. So anyways, I hope you check out yesterday's show. We got a great show planned for you today. And if you want to call in, we have an 800 number, 800-930-2819. You'll get a little voicemail message or little message recorded. Message, just hang tight. We'll answer the phone. We'd love to have you on the air. And if you'd like to contact me personally, you can reach me via email, mike@mikemurphyunfiltered.com. And I'd love to hear what you have on your mind. You know, do you like the show? Do you like where we're headed? This is our fifth week. I did this about a year ago and was mostly interviews. Now I'm trying to do the daily news, but we also bring on very interesting guests periodically and we will interview them. So a lot happening in the world today. And so, Olivia, if you will, just I want to start with 1 minute of little humor that I found on the internet today. If you play that first video, I see mask people.
I see mask people.
On Halloween. Medical face masks. You mean like at the dentist or the hospital and the doctor's office?
Walking and driving with no other people.
They think it stops the spread of viruses. And they scream at you if you don't wear one. They don't know about Event 201.
How often do you see them?
All the time.
This air. Oh, such wonderful air.
So anyways, I got the biggest kick out of that because that comes from the movie I See Dead People, which I saw whenever it came in, probably 15 years ago, I would imagine. But I love the movie, and I just thought that was cute. I learned a new term Monday called don't be a maskhole. And I think we got it backwards. You know, I told you I'd succumb to wearing a mask and getting along to go along and all that stuff, but I'm done with it. I mean, I think this is serious now. And when we wear those masks that we're going to get into that do absolutely no good. It's just giving them more power, more juice to continue to control us, take away our freedoms, and bankrupt this economy. And that's exactly what's happening. We're going to get into all that today. So anyways, I just got the biggest thrill out of watching that for some strange reason. So I say don't be a maskhole, burn your mask. And if we all did that, if all 327 million people said, screw you, we're not wearing our mask today, we're going to go outside, we're not afraid of a little cold and flu virus that's been around since the beginning of time, that 99.8% of the people recover from, then guess what? We'd have our life back, and we'd have our world back, and we'd have our economy back. Unfortunately, I think it's too late for that, and I think we're headed for bigger problems than we ever could imagine, and we're going to cover some of that today. So anyways, the next video is 4 minutes, 58 seconds long. It's very powerful. Pay attention, and Olivia, if you'd be so kind to play that.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
In 2010, Forbes magazine accurately reported on the WHO's fraudulent response to the swine flu. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe declared the false pandemic is one of the greatest medicine scandals of the century. By their own rules, a pandemic requires simultaneous epidemics worldwide with enormous numbers of deaths and illness. 11 weeks into the outbreak, only 144 people died worldwide, and the WHO declared a pandemic. Just 1 month before, they changed the rules. You could now have a pandemic with zero deaths. And when questioned, they claimed the old rule never existed.
Now, there is some confusion here, and I hope to clarify. Having severe death has never been part of the WHO pandemic.
The WHO director, Dr. Margaret Chan, then went on to push left-wing politics, the redistribution of wealth for equity and social justice, and claimed that a welfare state is the savior of globalism. Over $18 billion was misallocated on this fake pandemic. In 2005, Dr. Peter Doshi published a paper entitled, Are U.S. Flu Death Figures More PR Than Science?, drawing upon data from the CDC. The CDC bundles together influenza and pneumonia and counts them together, which is strange because according to their own data, there are far more deaths caused by pneumonia than the flu. For example, out of the 62,000 pneumonia and influenza deaths from 2001, only 18 cases were lab-confirmed influenza, 0.03%. From 1979 to 2002, there were an average of 58 influenza deaths per year. In 2004, CDC Director Glenn Nowak gave a presentation wherein he called upon the media to state concern and alarm, predict dire outcomes, and urge influenza vaccination. The Flu Protection Act of 2005 required the Secretary of Health and Human Services to conduct public influenza awareness campaigns preceding every flu season. Sales of the flu vaccine began skyrocketing, bringing in billions of dollars to the manufacturers, all for something that kills, on average, less than 100 people a year. In 2007, the New York Times published an article entitled Faith in quick test leads to epidemic that wasn't. It explains how the same PCR tests being used now for COVID-19 misdiagnosed over 100 healthcare workers in New Hampshire and rang the bell for a whooping cough epidemic that turned out to just be the common cold. The PCR tests were never meant to detect a specific virus, and yet they are being used today to detect COVID-19. The CDC even admits that the PCR test will detect any viral infection as COVID-19, including the common cold. The current data from the CDC on COVID-19 shows the same fakery that we have seen so far. Just as the CDC falsely counted pneumonia deaths as influenza deaths in the past, they are now counting both pneumonia and influenza as COVID-19. You can see it clearly in the CDC's own data. Beginning in the end of March, right after the shutdown began in the U.S., pneumonia and influenza deaths dropped to zero, just as COVID deaths began to surge. COVID-19 is a quantifiable hoax. After years of unchecked big pharma fraud, we are witnessing their greatest swindle yet. And the amount of people wearing the mask only illustrates how effective their scam is. Will the mask wearers take the experimental vaccine for fear of what amounts to be the common cold? For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
We are being lied to. We are being played. We are being made to look stupid over this. Then I don't know what to tell you. We're headed for bigger and bigger problems every day. They faked the numbers in the test. I was just telling Olivia, our producer, I have a test scheduled tomorrow. I want to go and see. Now, many people have gone and signed up to do the test and then never take it, and then the results come back positive. So I don't know how that happens. Olivia did tell me they don't use the big thing, stick it up your nose like 12 inches into your brain anymore. So I'm excited about that. But I'm looking forward to taking the test. I just want to see what the results are. I have zero symptoms. But I'm just curious what the whole process is like and what are they testing for? And you see in that report, you know, they're pretty much testing for stuff that we're going to have in our body. We're going to get into this in a minute. This whole virus thing, this whole germ thing, it's about the environment. You know, if you take care of your body and you strengthen your immune system and you control how you think, feel, act, and what goes into your body is designed to take care of this. There are so many germs, so many viruses, so many bacteria that this has been going on. This is a scam. This is a scam. He talked about the flu virus being a scam. Less than 100 people a year die from the flu virus. Now, listen, 2 years ago, I had pneumonia. Okay. I get how pneumonia kills you. And, I'm fairly young. I'm not young anymore, but I'm fairly young. And, man, I couldn't even get my head off the pillow for a week. Okay. Whatever that was, that would have killed me if I'd been 20 years older. And that's how people die. That's how my grandfather died. My grandmother died. That's what happens. You get old, you get compromised, you've become toxic, you become weak, your immune system becomes weak, you become weak mentally, emotionally, physically. And of course, these viruses, these bugs, these germs, these whatever, that's what we're made of, okay? And of course, these things happen, and that's part of living. That's part of life. But all these vaccinations, man, I watched that thing, Vax. If you haven't watched Vax or Vax 2, man, do yourself a favor. It's $3 or $4. You rent it, you buy it, whatever, and you got to watch this thing because it will open your eyes like you can't believe. Now, I've been studying this stuff. You know, I think one thing that maybe saved me is, you know, by the eighth grade, I realized that system, that education system that they were making me go through was ridiculous. I was learning stuff that I knew made absolutely no sense for what I wanted to do with my life. So I pretty much checked out. So I have the equivalent of an eighth grade education. But since then, as I've become an adult, I mean, I wake up every Monday morning. I have no idea what these shows are going to be about. And I dig in. I spent 6 hours today researching all these stories. And I'm not going to give you stories that I don't think are credible. you know, I have a mind, I have a gut, and I have intuition, and we all do. And we don't have to get a diploma from some BS university where half the stuff they teach you is propaganda and stuff that they want you to go out and sell to other people that's not going to serve you or your mankind. So anyways, I don't know if you can scroll this article. Olivia, this is a long one, but I'm going to get into it right now. And this gentleman, his name is Sal Martingano, and I found this on his website. And he goes in about the 1918 Spanish flu. Only the vaccinated died. You got that? The 1918 Spanish flu, only the vaccinated died. Now, since this came out, what I meant to say earlier about my education, since this started in March, I've read 3 or 4 books just on viruses. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours studying what's going on all over the world, what people are doing, what they're taking, and what's really going on. If you just watch CNN and MSNBC and Fox all day long, I'm going to tell you something. They are paid a lot of money to lie to you. They are paid a lot of money to get you to believe a belief system that serves them and not you, serves them and not your family, serves them and not your children. And we just sit there and we drink this shit in all day long, this nonstop talking heads, all of them. I don't care who they are, from Sean Hannity to Rachel Maddow to Brian Williams to Chris Cuomo, you name it, from A to Z, they're in New York, okay? Do you think they know what happened on 9/11? Hell yes, they know what happened on 9/11. Are they ever going to tell you? No. And that's one issue I have with Donald Trump. He said when he got in there, he would tell us truth about 9/11. He never did. So all those people died, in my opinion, for nothing, okay? Because the justice has not been made right. And that's what has to happen in this country. We have to start demanding justice from these people that take all of our tax dollars and take all of our rights and then turn around and lie to us nonstop. Anyways, let's get into this story. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rant, but I'm a little fired up today. All right. This blog is not an anti-vaccine commentary. Did you hear that? This blog is not an anti-vaccine commentary. I wish to encourage readers to carefully read the documentation, do their due diligence, and not blindly accept what we are being told. And here's what's happening right now. If you're watching this show right now and you're an anti-vaxxer or you're pro-vaccine, you immediately thrown because Rachel Maddow or Sean Hannity or some other dumbass on TV that makes $30 million a year to lie to you has planted in your seed that vaccinations are good. And so now you're not even listening to me anymore. Or to this guy. I didn't write this. I'm just sharing you what I learned. Would you be surprised or concerned to learn that the 1918 Spanish flu had nothing to do with Spain and might not have been a flu at all? Well, hang on tight. You are in for a rough ride. What history tells us about the 1918 Spanish flu? History tells us the 1918 Spanish flu killed between 50 to 100 million people. That's a lot of people. At the time, medical and pharmaceutical sources described it as the most horrific disease process since the Black Plague of 1347, which killed an estimated 25 to 30 million people. Vaccination, the elephant in the room. In the book, Vaccination Condemned, by Eleanor McBean, who has a PhD and is an MD, the author describes in detail personal and family experiences during the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. Now, we're going to put a link to this article, and I encourage you to, one, if you really want to know the truth, to read these books, or he has lots of links where the proof is provided. McBean's coverage of the 1918 Spanish flu as a reporter and an unvaccinated survivor requires that the historical basis of the event needs to be revisited, not as a conspiracy theory, but with evidence that will set your hair on fire. A few years ago, I came across another book by Eleanor McBean, Vaccination, the Silent Killer. McBean provides evidence that not only were the historical events of the 1918 Spanish flu compromised, but also those of the polio and swine flu epidemics. Now, I've studied both of those separately as well. There's a lot of controversy. Don't always, we need, I said yesterday at the end of the show, we need to question everything. We need to become critical thinkers again. And that's why I dropped out of school. They don't teach you how to think. They teach you how to memorize, regurgitate, and the best memorizers and the best regurgitators got the best grades. And that made no sense to me. I didn't want to go home. I could be playing baseball, basketball, football. I didn't want to go home and memorize a bunch of stuff that I knew no one gave a shit about and then I would forget the next day. Let's talk Spanish flu facts. The Spanish scapegoat. And I don't know if this is being, yes. Yeah, so good job, Olivia. So you can see the don't spit sign. Okay, that's probably where these masks come from. Spain was neutral during World War I and did not censor its press. Unlike the combating countries, Spain was neutral. They didn't censor the press. As a result, Spain was the first to report the 1918 flu epidemic, and the world scapegoated Spain as a source. Thus, the Spanish flu is born. The first case, military vaccination experience in Fort Riley, Kansas. In preparation for World War I, a massive military vaccination experiment involving numerous prior developed vaccines took place in Fort Riley, Kansas, where the first Spanish flu case was reported. World War I draft equals human test subjects. So they draft all these young and dumb 18-year-old kids, okay? When I was 18, hey, I was bulletproof, and I do it, and especially, you know, we're going to go beat these foreigners and we're going to save the world. And, you know, 18-year-olds don't think too right. Okay, so they'll let them vaccinate. And then the other thing is we used to trust our government. We're going to get into this later. There's a lot of reasons not to trust your government today. The fledgling, i.e. brand new pharmaceutical industry. Now, this is 1919. Now we're in 2000. It's 100 years ago. So they're not brand new anymore. And they've been exposed as the criminals that they are. The fledgling pharmaceutical industry, sponsored by the Rockefeller Institute for Medical Research, had something they never had before, a large supply of human test subjects that were gung-ho, supplied by the U.S. military's first draft. I didn't know it was the first draft. It was their first draft. Could you imagine we had a draft today? You know, the reason the Vietnam War failed is they were drafting rich people's kids, okay? And I grew up in that generation. Four dead in Ohio, Kent State, all that stuff. Hey, man, they weren't drafted. You know, after a while of these kids coming home in body bags, Americans said, the hell with this. So now what they've done, they bankrupted the middle of America. And those kids have no choice but to either be poor or to go into the army and get a GI Bill and hopefully get an education. Otherwise, they're screwed. I've talked to many of these kids. And that's what happens. But anyways, they had all these draft subjects. The test pool of subjects ballooned over 6 million men. And there's a click here for more details. So I encourage you to look at this. Bacterial meningitis vaccine, the killing field. Autopsies after the war proved that the 1918 flu was not a flu at all. It was caused by random doses of an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine, which to this day mimics flu-like symptoms. The massive multiple assaults with additional vaccines on the unprepared immune systems of soldiers and civilians created a killing field. Those that were not vaccinated were not affected. Those that were not vaccinated were not affected. So, how did civilians die? One, World War I ended sooner than expected, leaving huge quantities of unused experimental vaccines. Oh, we got all these extra vaccines that we paid for that we can sell and make money. And that's what's happening today, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into that in a moment. Two, fearing that soldiers coming home would spread disease to their families, the U.S. government pushed the largest vaccine fear campaign in history. Remember the documentary I just showed, the little clip I just showed you, where they pushed the flu vaccine and sales went through the roof? And the other thing I learned, you know what they, how they get these young kids, girls and boys, to take this HPV vaccine that these evil company Merck sells? They scare them with cervical cancer. Okay. So you're fifth grade, sixth grade, teenager. God, no, I don't want to get cervical cancer, because then they kill me with chemotherapy poison or radiation, more poison. Okay. So of course they take the HPV vax. The stories that I saw of young men and young women, just lives destroyed, families destroyed by taking HPV vaccine, which is an oral cervical cancer, allegedly comes from oral sex. And then this whole thing is nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Three, tens of millions of civilians died in the same manner as did the soldiers from the vaccination. Instead of stopping the vaccines, doctors intensified them. Of course, they're getting paid. I'm a car dealer. If you bring me your car into service, my guys are paid to find something wrong with you and then to sell you something. If you go to your doctor and he doesn't find anything wrong and he can't sell you a drug or a procedure, he doesn't make any money. Okay? It's insane. These doctors should be paid on keeping you healthy, not inoculating you with vaccines. Instead of stopping the vaccines, doctors intensified them, calling it the Great Spanish Flu of 1918. As a result, only the vaccinated died. Here's a quote. Seven men dropped dead in a doctor's office after being vaccinated. Letters were sent to their families that they had been killed in action. Remember Pat Tillman? Pat Tillman was a great football player for the Arizona Cardinals National Football League. After the 9/11 hoax that we know now, but he was all gung-ho, just like I was, just like everybody was. You see those planes flying in those buildings, all bullshit. Okay, he signed up. He said, screw the NFL. Screw these millions of dollars. I'm going to go make this right. These people came to my country and they killed these people. I'm going to go make it right. He was going to, he saw it was all a scam. He saw why we were really there. Growing heroin, bringing it back. They shoot him in the forehead. They called friendly fire, but tell his parents that he was killed in action. It was all bullshit. Okay, so you trust these people? Good for you. So that quote came from Eleanor McBean, the Minnesota Wellness Directory, and there's a link here if you want to go deeper into that. World War I U.S. soldiers were given 14 to 25 untested experimental vaccines within days of each other. Okay, we vaccinate these children, 72 doses, okay, we give these kids of these vaccinations. And then they get brain injuries and we wonder why, and they can't control themselves and they disconnect from the world. My God. World War I U.S. soldiers were given 14 to 25 untested, and they don't test these vaccines today. None of this is going to be untested, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Experimental vaccines within days of each other, which triggered intensified cases of all the diseases at once. The doctors called it a new disease and proceeded to suppress the symptoms with additional drugs or vaccines. So here's what happens with these little babies. If you watch Vax 1 or Vax 2, so the little baby gets this vaccination, okay, and now they're sick. So you guess what they do? They give them antibiotics, make them sicker. Deception and secrecy have a long history. In the examples given in my previous blog, this is from this author that I mentioned. We'll give you the link. In COVID-19, another chapter in the history of deception and secrecy, and I haven't read this from this gentleman. I'd like to. History is replete with intentional lies told to the public to either save face or to deceive for nefarious purposes. The 1918 Spanish flu was no exception. Back to COVID-19. The Ferguson models are false and misleading. British scientist and Professor Neil Ferguson of the Imperial College London, the same Imperial College of London funded by the Bill Gates Foundation, was responsible for developing the mathematical pandemic computer models for the COVID-19 pandemic or plandemic. The world follows Ferguson's advice, yet all of his models have been proven to be grossly overstated and misleading. Remember back in March, 2 weeks, stay at home, 2 weeks, do something to the curve, you know, flatten the curve and protect the hospitals. I was in two hospitals. My dad was in one, empty. This is a scam. I didn't print this for today's show, but they're paying these hospitals millions and millions of dollars for this scam. For example, Ferguson modeled that Sweden would experience 100,000 deaths by June 2020. To date, Sweden peaked at 2,854 deaths. This guy is supposed to be an expert. How do you miss it from 100,000 to 2,800? My goodness. These mathematical computer models are the basis for vaccine production. The media silences nonconformist viewpoints. Why is that? The media, Facebook, Google, YouTube, and other privately owned communication outlets have become the self-proclaimed guardians and censors of information. What happened to free speech? You know, if I say five and whatever, A, B, C, D, E, F, the eighth, seventh letter, whatever it is, five and that letter, they're going to censor this. If I say the 17th letter, which is after M-O-N-P, after P, and before R, they censor this. Why? And I'm not a big, I don't believe in all that nonsense, by the way. Okay. So on April 26, 2020, Twitter suspended the account of a publicly traded biotech company for sharing information about a non-medicinal UV light therapy for COVID-19. YouTube also removed a video demonstrating how the technology works. Why? Remember Trump? Trump said something about this and they just lit him up like a Christmas tree. I'm not a Trump fan either. YouTube will ban videos that contradict WHO, the World Health Organization, guidance on the pandemic, or share fake or unproven correct. So who died and made them the experts? They're making money off of this scam. The CDC makes money off of these vaccines. And we're just supposed to believe them. Susan W., the CEO of YouTube. NewsGuard recently classified Mercola.com as fake news for reporting that the COVID virus potentially leaked from the biosafety level 4 laboratory in Wuhan City, China. Do you realize that COVID-19, SARS, Ebola, swine, they all have patents. There's patents for all these. You can look them up. If it has a patent, it has to be man-made. These are man-made viruses. There's one in North Carolina. There's one. Why are we making all these viruses? Ask yourself that. NewsGuard recently, here we go. The pharmaceutical industry owns and controls the medical profession, and they own and control the media, ladies and gentlemen. You are being lied to and you are being played. Fact-checking, and I get this all the time on Facebook now, fact-checking. Fact-checking is often provided by paid writers from the pharmaceutical companies and not from verified independent sources. Okay, the pharmaceutical company pays these people. The medical profession is being bought by the pharmaceutical industry, not only in terms of the practice of medicine, but also in terms of teaching and research. And this goes way back to the Rockefellers and how they... Do yourself a favor. Google this whole thing, how Rockefeller, they donated money to Harvard and all these colleges, and then they got on the board and they said, hey, now that we're giving you all this money and we're on the board, all these other medicine chiropractors and natural medicine, they're all quacks. We got the only way. It's all a scam. You know, my late wife, Margot, went through 9 years of this cancer treatment to beat breast cancer. She was 29. I call it torture and murder for profit. That's what the AMA and Big Pharma is all about, ladies and gentlemen. The medical profession is being bought by the pharmaceutical industry, not only in terms of the practice of medicine, but also in the terms of teaching and research. Arnold Roman, former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. That's what ESS says. Infectious disease levels were dropping before vaccines entered the picture. Okay? Measles was, herd immunity took care of measles. We studied that yesterday in the... When we watch vaccine promoters claim that vaccines wiped out most infectious diseases. History tells us a different story. The beginning of the 20th century introduced improved sanitation, called sewers, water treatment plants, and vastly improved nutrition. The 1918 Spanish flu held sinister secrets for 100 years. Based on my previous blog, COVID-19, another chapter in the history of deception and secrecy, will we learn that the world-changing protocols from COVID-19 may also contain hidden secrets. I promise you, whether it's a year from now, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20, you're going to learn the truth, and it's going to be way too late by then. All right, let's move on. So Olivia, our next story here, if you can put it on the screen, is, I love this one. John McAfee created the McAfee antivirus software, and he's out there. I mean, this dude, I mean, you know, he goes to the beat of a different drummer. So he was arrested for wearing a woman's thong as I hope it was cleaned or new, as a face mask in Germany. John McAfee, former founder of McAfee antivirus software, was reportedly arrested in Germany for making an unwelcome fashion statement with his face covered when he wore a woman's thong instead of a face mask over his head. I get it. I remember when this first started, I would just pull my shirt over my face to go in and get a fresh juice. McAfee tweeted out on Monday that he had been detained because he wouldn't put on a medically certified mask instead of the thong. He wrote, "Visited Catalonia just before Europe banned Catalanians from traveling. Tried to return to Germany and were refused entrance. They demanded we wear a mask. I put on my thong mask. They demanded I replace it. I refused it. Tussle, jail, black eye, release." Anyway, he's a crazy guy, but I applaud him for doing that. Our next story, if you'd be so kind, Olivia, is study the most and least effective face masks to use during the pandemic. Now, this came from Duke, and they put people in a dark room, and they use lasers and blue light so they could see that, well, what was coming in, what was coming out. Bottom line, these cloth ones, which I wear the one you put around your neck and you can just pull over whenever you want. I noticed all the PGA players were wearing that in San Francisco last weekend for the PGA. Absolutely does you absolutely no good whatsoever. But you can go into a store and you can get on an airplane. So what a bunch of BS, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we letting them do this to us? That's what I want to know. Why? What happened to civil rights? What happened to freedom? What happened to the Constitution? Okay. You know, these abortionists, you know, my body, my choice. Okay. My body, my choice. Okay. Wear your stupid ass mask. I don't care. But it's my body, my choice. I'm not going to wear one. You're science. You don't have any science. The way you sell this pandemic, scandemic, there'd be dead bodies all over the street. I haven't seen one. I don't have one friend, one colleague, one employee, one associate. There's probably 1,000 people in my little hemisphere. Nobody has it. They go on to say, well, wearing a face mask or cloth covering when you're outside the home is one of the best things you can do to stay safe. Okay. Not all masks are as good as filtering out potentially harmful particles like coronavirus, which they've never isolated and identified. They can't. In experiments, bandanas, handkerchiefs, fleece, something, cold weather gear that covers the entire face except for the eyes, and neck gaiters, that's I guess what I wear, tubes of performance fabric typically used for running outdoors, offered very little protection. No shit. Well, N95 respirators, surgical masks, and even home performed. Listen, let's assume everything they say is true, which it isn't. The virus is so small and the holes in the mask, it goes right through, ladies and gentlemen, right through. But here's what they're getting out of this, okay? They want to know who's playing ball, who they can control, how many people they control, and how many people buy their stupid, utter bullshit, which is going to lead us down the primrose path to where we have no freedoms. Look what they're doing in Melbourne, Australia right now. These people are on total lockdown. They are worse than martial law, and that's what's coming to America if we don't wake up. So the next article, if you would, Olivia, Sweden's success is kryptonite. My Superman days are behind me. For lockdown and mask advocates, here in the United States, this is by Jordan Schachtel. Here in the United States, we have become inundated with tales of COVID-19 doom and gloom. In America, the mainstream narrative is rife with hopelessness. And I have to agree with that. I mean, you know, it's demoralizing what they're doing to us. We are told that there is simply no way to stop this virus without repetitive lockdowns, and there's another one coming, healthy quarantine, even of asymptomatic individuals and universal mask mandates. And even with all of those extreme policy measures put in place, the politicians and public health officials tell us that we will have to wait for a vaccine for the country to even think about our new normal following the COVID-19 pandemic. In August, Sweden has registered just one death from the coronavirus. And when they say from the coronavirus, I mean, these are people that have all the other issues, okay? They're either very, very old and they were going to die anyways, or they have diabetes or obesity or cancer and so, or heart disease. Yes. So they've had one death in August so far. For the month of July, Sweden reported 226 deaths. And I would once again question that when we saw the earlier report where 60,000 people in America die of the flu / pneumonia, but 56 are flu and the rest are pneumonia. Believe me, I had it and you can die from it. For the months of July, Sweden reported 226 deaths. They've accounted for 805 June deaths and 1646 in May and 2752. So they've gone 2752, 1646, 805, 226 down to one. The deaths attributed to COVID-19 went from about a 15% reduction to falling off a cliff. The story is the same in the hospitals. COVID-19 is hardly registering as a blip on the hospitals are empty. Sweden has reported just 4 new COVID-19 patients in their ICU. They didn't shut down. They didn't have this mask mania, okay? Sweden's general population that was supposed to be plagued by their open society model to respond to the virus. We were told that the hospitals would be overrun and that bodies of all ages would be dropping in the streets. This dystopian pandemia projection never came to fruition. Even during the worst months of the pandemic, Sweden's general population never pressed their healthcare system. The same is true in the United States. But for whatever reason, many U.S. officials and public health experts have pushed the idea that everyone is equally impacted, which could not be further from the truth. For this pandemic, the global public health expert class threw the pandemic playbook out the window, which we saw earlier, disregarding hundreds of years of proven science on herd immunity. In order to attempt to assert human control over a sub-microscopic infectious particle, it hasn't worked, to say the least. There is no evidence anywhere in the world that lockdowns or masks have stopped the spread of the virus. Sweden was one of the few places where cooler heads prevailed, and the scientists realized that attempts to stop the virus would be worse than the disease itself in the form of economic and social ruin. And that's what we're getting right now in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Olivia, next one. Governor Cuomo rejects calls for I'm going to go real fast right now because we don't have much time and we got a lot to cover. Governor Cuomo rejects calls for investigation in New York nursing home deaths that he helped instigate. Of course. God, these politicians. Now, this guy, his father was the governor. He's now the governor. He's one of these guys that was born on third base and thinks he hit a triple, if I can steal one from Gerald Celente there. And his dumbass brother, Chris Cuomo, who's on CNN, who had COVID-19 but was out maskless while he was infected and blows up at some guy that calls him out on it. I mean, these people are frauds. They're liars. They're cheap. They're the elite. They are better than you and me. You and me are worthless food eaters. They are the elite. They are the special people. They are the ones that want to control us. Okay, and this is ridiculous. Why can't we have an investigation, Governor? You know, all these people died in your old people's homes that you told the people that were infected to go back to. They all died. Now they want to do an investigation. The New York Department of Health wants to do an investigation, and you say no. It's like after 9/11, that dumbass that we had on earlier that we opened that clip with, George W. Bush Jr., the real dumbass, okay? After 9/11, they wanted to do an investigation. He fought him for 2 years on having an investigation. Why? Because he knew the truth. He knew what really happened, and he was implicated. So they fought the investigation. They published some four or five years later, some bullshit report, okay? and all those people are still dead, and all those families are still victims, and they've never been compensated, and they've never had justice. And that's the people that you're trusting with these vaccinations and this scamdemic on your life. All right, here we go. Next story. And this is happening in San Francisco, too. There's something really weird going on in these hotels, but this will bankrupt the city. Nearly 20% of New York's hotels, 20% of their hotels, and they have great hotels, are being used to house 13,000 homeless people for more than $2 million a night. Well, who comes up with this shit? Does anybody know that we are broke? The United States government has $26 trillion in debt. Every state is broke. Every city is broke. And we're it's insane. Where does this money even come from? It comes from you and me, but that's not good enough. We owe them money now. I think each citizen now owns $200,000. 139 of New York City's 700 hotels are being used by the city to house homeless people who they removed from shelters to avoid COVID-19 outbreaks. So these people, instead of getting a cold or a flu in the homeless shelter, they're now getting it in a hotel room. And we're spending $2 million a night. And this is going on in San Francisco. It's a bigger disaster in San Francisco because all those people are shooting heroin. It's out of control. It's really out of control. Okay, next story here. Now, I love this one. Russia's coronavirus vaccine announced by Vladimir Putin is shrouded in secrecy, you think? But don't dismiss it just yet. Okay, and allegedly he tested it. They've tested it, I think I want to say 39 people. I'll find it real quick here. 38 people so far it's been tested on. And allegedly, one of those 38 people was Putin's daughter, and she's alive and doing good. It's all BS, ladies and gentlemen. And this, in my opinion, and based on a lot of research, this is not just the U.S. They've shut down the whole world. And this is the New World Order trying to take over. And they want one government. They want one religion, which is communism. They want one currency, which is digital. They want to get rid of cash. They want to get rid of freedom. And if we don't wake up and stand up, America is probably the last hope to stop this insanity. And we're running around wearing masks, afraid of each other and calling Karen on each other. Okay. This is insane. So anyways, and I just read before I went on the air, I didn't print it, but Fauci gave, I want to say, don't hold me to this, but I want to say like $150 billion to Moderna to create the vaccine, which they profit from, which is we paid for. But if it doesn't work, okay, there's no harm, no foul. If it kills everybody, there was no recourse. Do you understand that? That these pharmaceutical companies cannot get in trouble for these crappy vaccines that they push on people that cause death and brain injuries and ruin lives and ruin families. We have no recourse. They can do it. They don't have to test it. It's not a medicine. This is insane, ladies and gentlemen. New York City police used pandemic to create COVID-19 checkpoints. That communist mayor in New York, de Blasio. So now they're stopping people. New York officials have stopped 353 cars at entrances to the Big Apple to warn travelers of the mandatory two-week quarantine rule. The stops were made from Wednesday through Friday at bridges and tunnels. Guys, this is just the beginning. We're in the first inning of a nine-inning game. Look what they're doing in Melbourne, Australia. These people, they can only go out for an hour to exercise a day. Only one person per family can go out to shop. They can't go go further than 5 kilometers from their home. They are worse than martial law. It's coming to America soon if we don't wake up. Here's a beautiful one. I don't know if you can show this picture of, I found on Twitter. This is Jamie Lee Curtis, who I kind of like, but I saw her in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So there's a picture of a UPS truck on a tow truck being towed somewhere. And she says, I swear, this is her tweeting. I swear, in broad daylight, the driver of the red truck, which was the tow truck, had a red cap on with light letters. This is a tow truck driver. Conspiracy? Outright attempt at stealing the election by denying the access of the United Postal Service. So UPS truck, a postal service truck, had broken down. Called a tow truck, is back on the tow truck. Some guy, I don't know if the guy was wearing a MAGA hat or not. She said red with white letters. And so She goes, so we're gonna steal the election by stealing all the postal trucks that can't deliver the absentee ballots. Okay. So someone replies, wait, don't postal workers have to wear a uniform? It wasn't a postal worker. It was a tow truck driver. And then this other guy replies her, Jamie, sweetheart, it's the Democrats who are pushing for mail-in ballots. Trump is against them. Try to keep up, dear. Anyways, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier around here. All right, next story. Mail-in only versus absentee ballots. I tried to study this issue today because we've had absentee ballots my whole life. I don't get it. I don't get the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in. But anyways, Marianne and Morley of Redondo Beach, California, had a shock recently when they opened their mail and found 7 ballot applications from Los Angeles County. There were 2 each for Marianne and Morley and 3 for the nephew who previously lived with them but moved to another city 5 years before. The nephew also received multiple applications at his new address. So they're mailing all these absentee ballots. Listen, are the Democrats going to rig this? Yeah. Would the Republicans rig it if they could? Yeah. Here's the one thing I don't understand. We're going to run out of time. I'm not going to get to all these stories. But here's what I don't understand. How can a foreign country interfere with our election? I mean, I'm a voter, okay? I didn't have Russia interfering with my election process last time. Now they're saying that China wants Biden, so they're going to interfere with all that. I don't get it. I don't get any of this. First of all, this is 2020. We got all these computer giants. We can't create a system that is fail-proof for voting? Bullshit, okay? This is all by design. And it's a big game that these politicians play. The problem in the world for you and me, ladies and gentlemen, us regular Joe Sixpack, is we are trusting, we are nice, we are kind, and we trust our government, and they lie to us, they cheat, they steal, and they don't have our best, and we just blindly go along with this. And now we are so messed up in this country. I don't think there's any hope, frankly. And that's not what I want this show to be about. I want to find hope. But, you know, here's an article of the left showing hypocrisy with China meddling. So China and Iran are for Biden. Russia is for Trump. What the hell are you talking about? I mean, if anybody's interfering in anybody's elections, it's the United States of America interfering with Venezuela elections and Iran elections. Yeah, if anybody's going to do it, it's the CIA. Now, do these other countries have intelligence agencies that try to mess with us? Yeah, probably. But how? Okay, they bought some Facebook ads. I mean, this whole Russian hoax has been proven to be ridiculous, and yet people still talk about it, especially the mainstream media. Okay, let's move along quickly here. So hotel bailouts that attack. So here's a big problem, okay? These are hotel bailouts at taxpayer expense, but there's something weird going on. But listen to this. These are commercial loans that hotels have. 12 months ago, they were 1.8% delinquent. Now they're 23.79% delinquent. These hotels are going broke. Okay. Multifamily homes are homes that we own, 2%. Okay. Delinquent now 3.33. That's going to become bigger and bigger problem as we go. But retail, 4% delinquent 12 months ago, today 16%. This whole economy is going to crash. We don't have much time. We got this Ghislaine Maxwell taking off suicide watch. Hello. Okay. We got the SEC and the ACC. They're going to play college football, but the Big Ten and the Pac-12 isn't. What a mess. These poor kids. Tesla announces a 5-for-1 stock split August 31st. Yeah, that's so they you talk about a Ponzi scheme. I'm a car dealer. I know a lot about it. Here, I love this one. Man arrested at Bill Gates' estate for reportedly trading child porn. So he's worked for Bill and Melinda Gates for 5 or 6 years. He's got thousands of children being raped on his computer and they don't know about it. Come on. You know, I mean, if I have someone working for me, I'm going to know a sickie from a non-sickie. Anyways, we're running out of time. Here's the bottom line, folks. We got to wake up. We got to start using this to critically think, and we got to move into our heart. Okay. The heart knows. The mind is programmed and brainwashed. This has been programmed and brainwashed. The longest, hardest journey we'll ever take is only 18 inches. It's the move from here to here. here is the truth, and in our gut is more truth. In here is propaganda, programming, belief systems that are usually BS until we question everything and we start to realize that who our real true friends are, it's not the government, and they are out to get us, and we need to wake up and we need to pay attention, and then we need to grow some balls and we need to take some action, whatever that looks like for you. I'm trying to do my little part here. If everybody does their little part, but if we all walk around scared of some virus that no one's ever seen, we're doomed. We'll see you next Monday, 5 p.m. Pacific, Mike Murphy Unfiltered, YouTube. Until then, go out and make it a great week, a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to Get Real with Mike Murphy. We all need to wake up before it's too late. Learn to question everything, open your mind, and own your power. For more information on Mike and his work, visit MikeMurphyUnfiltered.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.